One of the messages at the conference was that even economically disadvantaged school districts that are transitioning into educating students digitally are seeing positive results for students. That empowered Tom Trainer. He's a technology specialist for a couple of Austin ISD schools. One of Trainer's schools serves more affluent neighborhoods, while kids at another are mostly on free or reduced lunches.
The kids who have more are doing more. This is like the great gift, if you will, about how, you know, working in a digital age, you know, we can spread and perhaps equalize, you know, the type of opportunity for learning.
But just like not every teacher is willing or able to incorporate technology into the classroom, not every school district is willing or able to do so. Michael Robbins is starting to see a cultural shift across the board. Robbins is with the U.S. Department of Education, and he travels a lot connecting schools with organizations that promote digital learning.
The ultimate goal is to create lifelong learners and to ensure that our students are prepared to be active participants in our economy and in our democracy.
To achieve that, proponents of digital learning encourage teachers, called facilitators, to think backwards. That means don't start a lesson plan focused on the state-mandated standards. Focus on students' interests and the wealth of possibilities awarded by technology. Tom Trainer admits that's easier said than done, because in Texas, accountability drives everything. South by Southwest EDU wraps up today. Joy Diaz, KUT News.